Well, Peter, that well done getting through to the fifth round. It just was, as I say, a couple of inches too high in the end.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a big jump. I think both horses put a lot of effort in. I was pleased enough with him, really. I think the last time he backed up a little bit. He probably never, well, he hasn't jumped as big as that before, and it was a little bit of a surprise it being that little bit bigger, and I maybe put a bit more pressure on him than I did the rounds before. And, you know, listen, I was pleased enough with him anyway. You know, he did a good job.
Again, you put a bit of pressure on yourself beforehand though, wasn't it? A little bit of an incident in the collecting ring. Explain.
I did a bit, yeah. He's a bit of a funny horse when other horses are cantering towards him in small collector rings, or if people are around in small areas, he doesn't really like anything coming towards him. And I was just warming up over a normal size oxer, you know, nothing too big. And last minute he stopped. I don't know what it was, because he isn't a stopper, you know. I think that's the first time he's ever stopped with me, and I've had him 4 years, you know. He's a real straightforward horse, so, you know, it was very out of character. But I came off more because I was shocked more than anything. You know, I'm not used to him stopping, and I came straight over the top and had a right crash before I went in. So.
Yeah, a bit bruised, but
just my hands a bit, really. But it wasn't, you know, it was just totally out of character, and it wasn't, you know, something you normally do. It was just, it wasn't the ideal class to go in after you'd had a fall out there. But, you know, we just had to get on with it, and, you know, put
and easy decision when you both got through to the fifth round between you and Michael. There was no question that you wouldn't have a go.
I just, to be honest with you, I think there was a packed crowd, you know, good sponsors who sponsored the class. There's quite a bit of money up to win, and, you know, I think when you've got a crowd like that, you've got to appreciate it, and you've got to give them a good show. And, you know, that was the main reason we did it. I think both horses were jumping particularly good, so I didn't think, you know, there was any reason why they shouldn't go again. And also my son had put money on me, so he said I've got to go again to try and win it.
Well, he may be clutching his winnings, but I mean, the 9,000, that's how, but it is a very special night at the Horse of the Year show. Yeah. The crowd is definitely, as I say, up for the Poissons.
Yeah, sure, it's always a special competition, you know, and, you know, it's like any sport, you know. I think the crowd like it when there's a bit of danger involved, and you know, there's certainly that in the Poissons.